If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
Let's do the best of speed jokes now. Thanks for sending them in to John Williams at WGNradio.com. On Friday, we'll pull from the jokes sent in, and we're about to give somebody a coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug. But what was the joke of the week? Here's joke number one. Guys, I'm not exactly sure what whack is, but it seems like it is something the world is out of right now. Thank you, John. That was profound. Here's joke of the week number two. Dave, 6 months ago, I bought a book, How to Scam People Online.
What's it say?
I don't know. Book hasn't arrived yet. Joke of the week number three. Man approaches a widow at a funeral, Dave. Says, do you mind if I say a word?
Another funeral, John?
Guy stood up and said, pillow. Widow said, thanks. That's a great comfort to me.
Okay, here we go. I don't suppose anyone else stood up to speak,
matter of fact,
John.
Dave, somebody else got up and said, defibrillator.
What did the widow say?
He would have wanted that.
Anyone else at this shindig, John?
Another guy stood up, Dave, and said, I have an abacus.
Mm-hmm.
Widow said, I knew I could count on you.
Did you all ever bury this guy, or are people still there talking?
One more, Dave. Last guy stood up and said, Worcestershire. And the widow said,
I got this. She said, thanks. I know that was difficult for you to say.
45 seconds. 45 yes. seconds.
Yes. What's our limit?
46.
Oof.
Jokes are sponsored by Team Hochberg. Here's joke of the week number four.
John, did you know alligators can grow up to 20 feet?
That's crazy.
I know.
I thought they always had four. That's one you do to the kids. All right, here's joke of the week number five. Dave, what
yes?
did Tarzan say when he saw an elephant coming over the hill?
I don't know.
He said, hey, here comes an elephant over the hill. Hey, Dave.
Yeah?
What did he say when he saw an elephant wearing sunglasses coming over the hill?
Here comes an elephant wearing sunglasses?
No, Dave. He couldn't recognize the elephant. He was wearing sunglasses. Come on, Dave. Everybody at home now. Come on, Dave.
Yeah, come on. Is that come like on. The dinosaur stuff again?
Yes. Number six, please. King and Queen go into a bar. Bartender says, we don't serve you here.
Why not?
They're under 21. Is everyone... Maybe that should have been a casino. King and Queen go into a casino bar, Dave. The bartender won't serve them.
Why not?
Well, it turns out, Dave, that's under 21. Now it's a lot funnier. Here's joke of the week number seven. If you ask me, a charcuterie board is basically an adult Lunchable where you swap out the Capri Sun for wine. Here is joke of the week number eight. Hey, Dave, I've decided I'm going to quit my job and travel the world until I run out of money.
Oh, gee, when will we see you again?
I'm thinking 9:30, 10 o'clock this evening. Joke number nine, please. Went to the doctor, Dave, and look at this report, Dave. It says here, I'm a beast.
John, that's obese.
Oh, don't you hate it when that happens? Here's number 10.
Your attention, please. The following is a smarty pants joke and may be unsuitable for some listeners.
Hey, Dave, what did the alpha particle say to the depressed gamma photon?
I don't know. What?
There's plenty of fission, thus see. That's my favorite. Whatever. Here's number 11. I asked my wife why she always whispered in the house. She said she didn't want Mark Zuckerberg to hear us. I laughed. She laughed. Siri laughed. The Tesla in the garage laughed. A couple more now. Here's joke of the week number 12. Someone who makes their fortune in oil is called an oil magnet. So is someone who makes their fortune selling refrigerators a refrigerator magnet? Yeah. Here's joke of the week number 13. Doctor said to my cousin, looks like you're pregnant. And she was like, oh my God, I'm pregnant? And he said, no, it looks like you're pregnant. That's not nice. One more joke, please. Dave, remember that smarty pants joke yesterday? What did the alpha particle say to the depressed gamma photon?
I do.
It was a pretty good joke, right?
No, it wasn't. We're not even sure it was a joke.
Maybe I should dumb them down a little.
Maybe you should make them funny.
Okay. A neutron walks into a hotel and asks, how much does it cost for a night? And the receptionist says, for you, no charge. How about some chemistry jokes, Dave?
We're out of dung beetles.
Okay, try this one. Oxygen and potassium went on a date. It went okay.
These are so boron.
Sorry, Dave. All the good jokes are gone. Kind of a bonus joke in there for you. 1046 on WGN. Okay, campers, what was the joke of the week? I'm going to go with the first Smarty Pants joke from earlier in the week. Steve Alexander, which one did you like the best, please?
Come on, you're going with the alpha particle one?
Yeah,
really?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. I'm going with the alligators with 20 feet.
If you don't understand some of the jokes, I can't help you. But some of us thought that was really, really funny. So, Bob, which... Bobby, where are you today?
Yeah, I like the alligator joke, too.
Alligator. Do you really, you guys? Okay, yes. How about you, Dave Ennett?
I'm going fishing.
Gone fishing. Wait a minute. That's the Smarty Pants joke. That gives it two votes. Bobby K says...
I said alligator.
I said alligator, but I'll put in a second vote for it.
No, you can't do that. So I guess it's up to producer Pete now.
Alligator.
Holy cow, the silly little alligator joke. Scores three of the five votes. Somebody earned a coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug. I'll randomly select a name as well.